Thank you, Prem. Thank you, Sai Prakash. And dear listeners, welcome once again to Thursday Live, continuing our programs from the studios of Radio Sai. Welcome to Prashanthi Nilayam, the most happening place on the planet. And Prashanthi indeed is a festival of joy, color, creativity, energy, just what you saw last week, the last few days, because you had the beautiful, lovely, lively celebration dedicated to Lord Ganesha. August 29, 2014 was when Ganesha festivities began. Ganesh Chaturthi fell on this day. On that day this year, the fourth day of the month of Bhadrapada, according to the Indian lunar calendar, and that morning in Sai Kurbanth Hall, in the divine sannidhi, in the divine proximity of Bhagwan, we had a sublime musical offering by the students of Bhagwan's schools and colleges. So that was the morning of Ganesh Chaturthi 2014, and in the evening of that day there was a speaker, and that speaker happened to be me, dear listeners, to share with you. It was indeed an immeasurable blessing. I had not expected such a bounty of grace from the Divine, and when it came, I could only shed tears of gratitude to the Lord. And I prayed to Him to guide me with whatever insights He gave me, I shared with everyone that evening. So that is how Ganesha celebrations began in Prashanthi Nilayam on that Friday. And then on Sunday, August 31st, was the Ganesha Immersion Day, Ganesha Idols Immersion Day. And those who have seen this in Prashanthi Nilayam know what a grand occasion this is, what flights of imagination one gets to witness, what superlative shades of creativity, what loads of devotional energy. And along with these huge chariots, colorful, captivating vehicles of the Lord, one in the shape of a peacock, one in the shape of a clock, another like the one in Mahabharata with Krishna riding the chariot, the other designed like a huge snail, the fourth was a curious one, Ganesha surrounded by cartoon characters, and so on. It was, as I mentioned, a free play of one's artistic and innovative faculties. And to add to all this was vibrant dances, top of the voice bhajan singing, top of the voice sloganeering. The ambience was just electrifying. You can relish all this on our website. We have the videos of this even now. But just to give you a glimpse, here is a 2-minute clip of the evening of Ganesha Immersion.
గణనాయకం గజముఖం మోరేశ్వరం సిద్ధిదం బల్లాళం మురుడం వినాయకమహం చింతామణిం దేవరం లేన్యద్రింగిరిజాత్మజం సువరదం విఘ్నేశ్వరం ఓధరం గ్రామేరాంగణనామకే గణపతిః కురయా సదా మంగళం.
So that was just a little glimpse of what happened in the Prashant Nilayam Mandir on the afternoon of August 31st, the Ganesha Immersion Day. The Ganesha celebrations go on in many parts of India. It's a 10-day celebration. And like always, like everywhere, the celebration of Ganesha marked, it is always marked with joy, with festivity, with happiness. And dear listeners, let us continue this upbeat mood, this lively mood of joy, of festivity, of happiness. And let us do it with some laughter, by laughing not at someone or laughing just for the sake of it, but laughing with God, by laughing in the joy of being in the presence of the source of all joy, the source of all kinds of joy. By laughing, because God himself is in splits with what is around him, with what he has created, because God himself is in a lighter mood, because God himself has let his hair down and is allowing us to enjoy and bask in those beautiful moments of being with him and losing ourselves smiling with him, losing ourselves just relishing the joy of being with him and matching our smiles with him. The scintillating session on Sai Humor. And as I told you before, In the last episode of this program, the last episode of Outside, Inside, Deep Inside, when we had a special program last week, in fact, the program, the creation of Sai Humor was because of this wish to offer something beautiful to Bhagwan on the anniversary of Radio Sai. It was a prayer to Bhagwan to allow us to do something that we have not done before as a special offering. And we did that last year, last week. And this program, though initially intended for 1 hour, when we did the recording, we thought, you know, we would have this discussion for an hour, discussing about the various beautiful instances when we laughed with the Lord. But dear listeners, as we started talking, we went on and on and on, and it never ended. It was more than 2 hours, and we had not still done with what we wanted to share, because living with Bhagwan is fun. Living with Bhagwan is so much joy. Wherever he is, he doesn't want to make life, our lives, boring. He wants to make our life as interesting, as fulfilling. If you are on the spiritual path, you should be smiling. That is the message that Bhagwan always gave us, and that is the reason why so many youngsters always were so drawn to him. They fell in love with him madly. It was because he made our lives so much full of fun. So we were not done yet, even after 2 hours, but we had to stop because all were tired. Yes, we had 3 former students of Bhagwan's University who were with us, and they were tired. And the last week I played for you the first part of this discussion. So what I'm going to do now is continue with the rest. So you're now going to enjoy the rest of the session of Sai Humor in this last segment of Thursday Live.
Tune into Sai. Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
So welcome to Outside, Inside, Deep Inside. I'm Team Radio Sai's Vishu. The time in the studios now is 8:49, and as I just mentioned, today we're going to listen to the second part of this discussion on Sai Humor. And the 3 former students who joined us in this discussion is Mr. Sai Surendranath and Mr. Sai Ram, both of whom are working in the Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School, both of them are former students of Bhagwan's University, very senior students. Also joining this discussion was Mr. Raghunath Sharma, again a senior alumnus of Bhagwan's University, who is currently a faculty member in the Department of Mathematics and Computer Science in the Prashantiniam campus of Bhagwan's University. So we continue from where we left off last time.
Can't you learn little Vedam
to that boy?
That afternoon onwards, he was sitting and then practicing Vedam. See, finally, then after 2-3 days, he was chanting Vedam, that particular hymn, that particular piece. Yes. So Swami, see, this is how Swami teaches.
Absolutely.
Why should he pick him up otherwise? Mm. Right? He could have picked up any champion in Vedam.
And he's not upset.
Yes.
He's not upset, you see. Still he wants him to learn the correct version.
Yes.
Wow. No, whether we are like students in God's school, like where he has come to teach.
Correct.
So like how the teachers accept many times the mistakes done by the boys and then correct it every time.
Hmm.
Swami also is teaching like that. Yes. He is the world teacher,
divine teacher.
So
and I think perhaps he has more patience
than yes, any other teacher.
Yes.
That's and a more innovative ways of teaching us.
Yes, really.
Again and again, again and again, without losing patience.
Yeah.
With same love, he goes on correcting.
I had one very nice incident. Sometimes Swami had given one full papaya to each boy in the darshan.
Okay.
And then each one took it to the room. And then some of the boys shared it one by one every day. Or some of them who were capable ate it off one shot. Swami gave me, so I'll eat it off. So after 4 days, I found there was one papaya in the dustbin. So I was shocked how this papaya, full thing, it is slightly spoiled in some place, but it was in the dustbin. So I asked who threw it in the dustbin. Then they told
me.
You
were a teacher now?
I was a teacher in hostel time, yes. So who threw it in the dustbin? Then they said, sir, one boy by Kali Charan. So I said, call him. And then he came to my room and then I asked, see, that Prasadam Swami gave, why did you throw it there? No, sir, it got spoiled. I said, see, 4 days back Swami gave. And everybody is very careful in using that Prasadam.
Correct.
And this only shows on your part that how careless you are in what Swami has given. See, if you say that Swami gave this and keep it outside, people won't even leave the peel.
Yes.
Because it is Swami's prasadam, so precious it is. How can you do this? It is wrong. So bring it and wash it and have that prasadam, I said. He said, no sir, it is already in the dustbin, I won't do. I said, when I am saying this, I am not simply saying, I am meaning it. It is very important. So you bring it, I'll also eat. Both of us will eat that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if it is spoiled somewhere, you remove that.
Mm.
And then the remaining portion, both of us will eat.
Best part. Good
yes,
part
good part
eat.
We'll eat.
Clean,
we'll
it and,
yes. Clean it and eat. This boy was very hesitant, but because I was quite harsh with him, he didn't have any other choice. So he went and brought it, we washed it, and then both of us had. Of course, maximum I only had because he was hesitating a little bit to have. And then this episode got over. We went for evening darshan. This happened around 2 o'clock in my room. And evening before the bhajan, Swami distributed a laddu prasadam to everyone. And then Swami was standing in the lower portico. And then Swami, somewhere far in that fourth block, he pointed finger. And one boy got up. He said, no, not you, sit down. Then another boy got up. He said, not you, sit down. And then third, when the boy got up, it was the boy whom I had asked him to eat the prasadam in the afternoon. So Swami called him forward. And I was sitting just next to Swami in the upper portico by the side. And when I saw this boy coming forward, I really got scared. Maybe I was too much on that boy.
Too hard.
Because, too strict on that boy. So I was getting scared. Maybe I made a mistake or what like that. And then the boy was coming each step. I can make out his tension because this incident happened in the afternoon. He is afraid that Swami is calling him for asking about that.
Swami might reprimand him.
Yes, the boy came forward and then Swami asked, Prasadam Ichara. And then the boy said, yes, Swami.
Have you got Prasadam?
Yes. Where is the Prasadam, Swami asked. He had put it in his pocket. So he took it out from the pocket and showed it to Swami. Very good. Never waste prasadam, he said. That was the only sentence Swami told that boy. And then he went back and sat. And then I really felt relieved that, okay, I have not done something wrong. So,
amazing.
And even if that boy is listening to this, he will really cherish it because it was such an incident. He came back to the hostel and said, sir, I will never waste prasadam in my life. No, like that he was telling.
Wow. So profound. No. I mean, this only Bhagwan can do.
Yes. See, thousands of people in gathering.
Yes.
And he comes out, stands next to you, fish out this boy from the crowd and gives that one instruction. Don't waste prasadam.
Do not
the essence prasadam. Of all the act what happened in the afternoon in this room.
Yes. Really.
Wow. On those lines, I remember once the management boys, they were in Bangalore. Because they had to go for this industrial tour, you know, for 3-4 days they go to different companies. And so one day in the afternoon they were discussing something, and in fact that discussion turned into a bit of an argument. And there were two boys who were arguing in the afternoon in a room in the hostel. In darshan time, Swami came and Swami picked up one of them. And he said, why kokkulaga? Why like dogs? You both are fighting. Swami told, okay, that happened in the afternoon. And so that boy got up and he told, sorry, Swami. He told, what is this? How can you, you know,
fight like dogs.
Fight like this.
Street dogs.
Yes,
street
like street dogs.
Swami always
that boy told, Swami, I am like this only, Swami. I have a lot of anger, Swami. I don't know why, Swami, I am like this. Because of what I eat, I think, Swami. I mean, Swami, I like a lot of masala, Swami. Maybe because of what I eat, I think I am like this. And Swami told, okay, you eat what you want, but at least you chant Brahmarpanam before you eat. If you chant, I will take care. That assurance Swami gave him. You eat what you want, but at least chant Brahmarpanam. I will take care. I mean, there are so many such instances. I'm also reminded of, you know, when you're talking about these boys coming, you know, Swami, many times giving opportunities to these boys to get things from the interview room and, you know, serve devotees. You bring out clothes, you bring out food packets. Because I remember it used to happen on a regular basis. And many times boys would jump to take the chance because after the distribution is over, because that is a great opportunity, first of all, to go inside the interview room. You can't generally go inside the interview room unless Swami calls you for an interview. But this is one opportunity where you can officially go inside and on a task. And many times what would happen is, I remember all would wait for the final task. I mean, the final carrying of the baskets.
Into the interview room. Yeah. Yes.
Because many times when the work is over,
you can sit around the chair and then Swami will
Swami
talk to
you. Swami is there's nobody else, and you know you can actually have a session with Swami.
Yes, yes.
If you are in the final lap,
correct.
If everything is over.
Yes.
And so there was this occasion where Swami was distributing clothes. So all these boys, they had shifted safari pieces and shirt and pant pieces outside, and then these few lucky boys, they were sitting inside, and there were a few senior students, and there was a school boy also. So then Swami asked, have you all got safari pieces and clothes? So, you know, they had not got, so obviously won't say no, they just kept quiet. And Swami said, okay, I will give you. So Swami went inside and Swami, you know, opened the almirah and Swami kept safari pieces in a polythene cover and Swami kept shirt and pant pieces and all that. And Swami came and Swami distributed to each of the boys, safari, all the college boys, Swami gave safari pieces. And there was a shirt and pant piece which Swami had kept for the school boy. So Swami gave that to the school boy. And then Swami saw when giving that this boy also, even though he was in the school and small boy, he was wearing a safari.
Okay.
And Swami said, you are also wearing safari. Okay, fine. I'll give you safari. So Swami told, okay, give me back what I gave you, that shirt and pant. He told, no, Swami, you have given me, Swami, from your divine hands, you have given me, Swami. Swami told, it is fine, you give me back. No, Swami, with your own divine hands, you have given me, Swami. Swami told, give me back, I will give you this safari. I will give with my own divine hands only, I won't give with my teeth.
See, many times, without knowing what exactly Swami is doing or what exactly, we keep pestering Swami like that. I remember there was one boy, he had gone with his tray with rice and chocolates and all that for birthday as usual when they go.
Birthday blessings.
Mm. And that day it so happened that Swami was very busy because interview after interview he was calling people and he was moving very busy here and there. But whenever Swami came out, this boy was kneeling down and showing the tray.
Uh-huh.
And then Swami was looking at him saying, Kucho.
Okay. Yeah.
And whenever Swami was coming out, he was doing that.
He would get up with the tray
and then show it to Swami again. And finally, Swami turned to him. Puttao kada, inkayami.
Means you're born, no?
Yeah, I've already blessed you. I already blessed you, given you life, and you are with me. What more you want? Why are you getting up and again and again?
Just in Telugu, you say puttina roju.
Puttina roju. Puttao kada, inkayami.
Born, no? What else?
What more you need? See, even though Swami is upset, still there is philosophy.
The boy is not aware. aware that Swami is busy doing this, doing that, so many things, and in between is disturbing. He is just thinking about his own.
He's in his own world.
Yeah.
I'm reminded of one incident which Kasturi has written in Loving God, where, you know, one day the devotees start pestering Swami, we'll go to Chitravati, Swami, we'll go to Chitravati, because they know that if Swami comes to Chitravati, then Swami will sit on the sands, and if once Swami sits in the sands, he'll start playing with the sands. Once he starts playing from the sands, he'll take out something from the sands.
Correct.
Sands, so there's some miracle will happen.
Correct.
So basically, they can see some materialization. So they go on pestering Swami. So one day, you know, actually that day Kasturi sir was not there. He had just come. And so all the devotees thought, he's our poster boy. He's our guy.
Correct.
Who should we should send in front? He asks, you know, then Swami will
representative.
Come. Representative. Who will not fail. So Swami was actually in the veranda pacing up and down. And Kasturi sir was trailing behind Swami, trying to get Swami's attention. Swami asked, what? Swami, today is a very nice day, Swami. We will go to the sand, Swami.
Yes.
I said, why? Are there not sands here? No, sands are there, Swami. Swami told, see here, construction. There is construction, the sands were there. So, I said, okay, Swami. It's fine. If you will, we will sit here only. Then, what do you want to do? No, Swami, it'd be very nice if you sit also, and you know, then we'll sing bhajan. You can do bhajans here only. Swami tells. Mandir only you can do bhajans. No, it's not like that, Swami. It'd be very pleasant if you come, you know, Chitravati, then there'll be sands, will be there, and bhajans. You can do bhajans here only, Swami. Then it goes on and on. Swami says, I'm just, you know, you want something all the time. You want always a magic. You want always a miracle. You don't know, Swami. I know. All the time you crave for miracle, miracle, miracle. And then Swami says, you are my greatest miracle.
Beautiful. Fantastic.
And Professor Kasturi says that no phenomenon on earth had ever told or has ever said that.
Correct.
You know, in the history of humanity, has anyone told someone, you are my greatest miracle? I mean, that is, only the Lord can.
Even in fun, there is funda.
Yes.
Funda. Too
yes,
much
yes.
High funda. And I remember, you know, when we are talking about this, Bhagavan using opportunities which are very tense to make it light. And also, if you see Bhagavan's discourses, you know, even though there was so much of philosophy, like how we are discussing, right. He always interlaced it with such humorous anecdotes.
Exactly.
I mean, just a master speaker he was. He always know how to keep the audience so engaged. And I remember there were very beautiful instances. The one Swami narrated of Akbar, Birbal, Tenali, Ramakrishna. You know?
Uh-huh.
This Akbar, Birbal incident is something Bhagavan once narrated in Trai Vrindavan. Of course, Bhagavan has narrated it in public also. But, you know, when in a closed environment, it is even more interesting.
Correct.
Where Akbar asks Birbal, Birbal, why is it, you know, basically all, because Birbal was a favorite of Akbar. All the courtiers always had
jealousy.
Jealousy, yes. And Akbar wanted to prove to others Birbal's wit and Birbal's
presence of mind,
his intelligence, yes, his quick thinking, all that. So he poses a question and in the court, and he asks, why is it that there is no hair on my hands? And so nobody has any satisfactory answer, and Birbal says, it is because, Emperor, you are so generous, you are so giving, you are all the time only giving, giving, giving. There is no time, there is no respite for that. There is no time for hair to grow in your hands. That's why there is no hair. So Akbar is very pleased. Amazing, what an answer. You know, the Emperor is flattered.
Correct.
Then Akbar says, okay, that is fine. Okay, that I can understand. I'm a very benevolent king, but what about you? I mean, why is there no
hair in your palm?
In your palm. And there, and all these ministers' palm. There's no hair in their palm also. Then Birbal says, it is because, Emperor, when you are giving, giving and giving, all these ministers and myself, we are only receiving, receiving and receiving. So much you are giving and so much we are taking that there is no time. Again, no respite for the hand, for hair to grow in the hand. So that was again amazing answer. Everybody burst out laughing, and then came Akbar's final question. That is understood, Birbal. But why is there no hair in the hands of all the other people in the court. Okay, and then Birbal's master stroke. He says, it is because emperor, when you are giving, and we are receiving, all the other people who are not getting anything, they are constantly feeling so frustrated that they are rubbing their hands.
Continuously
feeling so
terrible.
I mean, I remember so many instances like that which Bhagavan used to narrate in his discourses, just to convey how we should always have that presence of mind. And we have seen that, you know, Bhagavan, all the situations where the 10 situations Swami has made it light, it was only because he knew how to so beautifully react
exactly
to that situation. This is another instance that comes to my mind. This was an occasion when Bhagavan was going, I don't know if it was to Kodaikanal or some other journey, and on the way there was a stopover because there was a pandal, and there were some arrangements for Bhagavan to spend some time. What would generally happen is, whenever Swami is going on any long route, you know, devotees would make those pandals and hope for the best, you know, if Bhagavan
Swami may stop, come down, and then bless the group there.
Yes.
That is their hometown.
Yes. So on this occasion, what happened was, there was this group which were next to the road, and they were doing bhajans with lot of devotion, etc. And Swami stopped the car, Swami got down, and Swami went to the stage. There was a stage where there was a canopy only for Bhagwan, and the devotees were sitting in the hot sun. So much of eagerness waiting for Bhagwan. And the devotee who had organized everything, he was so much in joy and jubilation that Bhagwan had finally, you know, condescended to come and alight on the stage and all that. So he started speaking. And he started speaking, and he was so much in that devotional fervor that he went on and on and on. and it was almost like it was lunchtime, and Bhagwan was trying to tell him, you know, bus, you know, how Bhagwan would say, stop now. But he was not in the mood to listen to Bhagwan, not even look at Bhagwan. He was like going on and on and on.
There was a golden opportunity for him.
For him, yes.
Again, he will not get it.
Absolutely.
Make best use of it.
And here, the devotees, you know, they were sitting under the hot sun.
Yes.
You know, it was actually difficult for them. They had already waited for some years. They are so happy Bhagwan has come. But Bhagwan didn't know how to convey to this person that it is okay, you know, it's fine, you can stop now. But he was not. So finally, what Swami did is, Swami waved his hand, and out came a huge sugar candy. And Swami took that sugar candy and put it in his mouth.
Put it in his mouth itself.
Put it in his mouth.
So one is, it is
no
a blessing.
More talking. Yes,
it is a blessing. It's a great blessing, and also a blessing for everyone.
What a sweet ending.
Sweetest ending. And apparently after Bhagwan came and spent back to the boy, Swami told what to do. This person, Papam, so much devotion he has. I can't even, if I stop his talk just like that, also he'll feel very hurt.
Very hurt.
So I had to do it in a very nice manner, so that he feels very happy.
And everybody takes it positive.
Positively.
Yes, yes. So in this connection, I have a joke. Yes. Actually, one very important person keeps giving lecture.
Correct.
And then, because he is a very important person, there are people who are sitting down, noting this, press people are noting down whatever he has to say. They have to put it on the paper. So he is going on and on, and he is not stopping. So finally he ends his speech saying, I am very sorry, I didn't have a watch, so I didn't know how long I was speaking. So one of the very disturbed reporter immediately gets up and says, so what, there was a calendar, no.
That long it was.
No, a similar incident actually took place in Vrindavan. Swami had blessed Bhimsen Joshi garu, the great singer.
Yes, legend.
Hindustani.
Yeah, Pandit Bhimsen Joshi. He was, he was on the song that day.
On his song?
Yes. And he was going on, and he was fully, with full devotion he was singing.
This is a public concert?
Public concert, during summer course. Mm-hmm. All students are there, VIPs are there, and some devotees will be sitting.
Yes.
And it passed, 7:30, and it's time to go and and you cannot stop him, Panditji.
Okay.
It's good. Then, you know what Swami did? Immediately Swami said, "Hey, Bhimsen Joshi, Ra," he said, and waved his hand, created a ring. That's all. He came, he was fully emotional and came and fell at Swami's feet, and Swami put the ring and said, "Bangaru, Bangaru, now, let's go." How nicely he ended the concert.
There are so many people who are basked in the physical proximity of Bhagwan, and just like Bhagwan used humor to teach us different lessons, we have also, I would say, seen people who have used this medium of humor to actually draw Bhagwan's grace. You know, people draw Bhagwan's grace through prayer, through so many means, through your music, through your talent. But in some way, there are people who have been able to actually get Bhagwan's attention, get Bhagwan's love, just because by using their friends of mine. Yeah.
Wit.
In fact, I remember Professor Kasturi.
Yes.
On one occasion, Bhagwan had gone somewhere in car, and when once Bhagwan returned, and Professor Kasturi was with Bhagwan in the car, and you know, when you are with Swami, you don't want to miss another opportunity to be with Swami, and you know, you just want that it continues till eternity. So Swami had gone to inspect something, and so as Bhagwan alighted from the car, and Swami is going into the interview room, and Professor Kasturi also, who was with Bhagwan in the car, he wanted to continue that companionship with Bhagwan.
Yes.
So he was also quietly trying to go off. Okay. Then Swami saw that, and Swami said, "Hey, Kasturi." Swami told, "See." Swami had called, in the meanwhile, three senior devotees inside the interview room. Swami said, "See, there is place only for murtis here."
Okay.
Because Swami told, "See, the three devotees have gone inside. One of them is Satyamurti.
Yes.
One of them is Krishnamurti.
Yeah.
One of them is Narsimurti."
Yes, all murtis.
All murtis are there.
Yeah.
Okay, Swami told, place is there only for murtis. There is no place for Kasturi. And then imagine what Kasturi sir says. Kasturi sir says, "Swami, all this assembly of murtis will become purti if I come in."
Purti means complete.
Purti means complete. And Swami had such a hearty laugh at his wit. You know, at his
prayer. And he yielded his prayer.
Yeah, he yielded, and he managed to be with Swami in the interview room. And I mean, Kasturi sirs, we have so many instances like that. You know, you have Kasturi sir used to put always this namam, you know, this three.
Three.
Shiva. Yeah, Shiva.
Vibhuti.
Three vibhuti bands vibhuti on his band. Forehead.
Correct.
Which would like almost cover his forehead.
Forehead.
Yeah. So one day he was sitting in one corner, this is I think in Vrindavan, and there was less light there.
Okay.
So Bhagwan came, and Kasturi sir was sitting there, and Swami told, "Hey Kasturi, what is that? Like a bandage you have put on your forehead." Okay. And see what Kasturi sir had to say. He said, "Swami, idi bandage kaadu Swami, this is not bandage. This is what we will remove me from bondage."
Bondage.
You will remove him from the cycle of birth and death. I think all of us also have seen Anil Kumar sir.
Yes.
No, who had that ability to make Bhagwan
Correct.
Laugh.
Yes.
I mean, there are so many people who can make Bhagwan cry. I would say, because you know, when you in drama,
troubles and with
your troubles, and you know, it's easy to make the Lord emotional.
Correct.
You know, you pour out all your Correct. Grievances. But I think there are exceptional people who can make the Lord laugh.
Lighter
side. On one occasion, Swami was giving us the usual treatment.
Mm.
Swami was not speaking to the students.
Mm.
So in the Kulwant Hall, Swami would finish darshan towards devotee's side. And when it comes to students, he will not look at us. He will bend his head and he will try to walk away from us. He will, you know, show, you know, that he is actually avoiding us. And there are pillars in the hall, right? So he will go and almost touch his back to the pillar and then move as if, no, I am repelled by this student. He should not talk to us. And Anil Kumar sir was sitting there. He says, Swami, what devotion these students have got towards you. On that day, Prahalada, your great devotee, brought you out from the pillar. Lord Narasimha, today they are pushing you into the pillar. always appreciate this kind of, you know, yes. Another occasion, you know, students are supposed to join in line and then come to the mandir in a disciplined manner. And suddenly sometimes Swami would call for the car and then he will go out. And sometimes those who have not joined the line will get caught. And that they had it that day. Okay. And immediately matter will be reported to the warden. And since this I heard from my seniors. Mm. One Swami on such occasion he was going out and there was one boy coming on the road alone. And there was a VIP also sitting next to Swami. And you know Swami in such times he's, you know, he would like to show that he's very, yes, you know, strict about it. Then Swami stopped the car and called that boy. Why you did not
go with the lunch?
Just supposed to be. And that boy had the presence of mind, you know. He gathered wits and then folded his hands and said, Swami, this is the second batch, Swami said.
He's the only guy.
Second batch, Swami said. Oh my God. You know, Swami, how he laughed.
Yeah, that was guts.
Guts.
Oh my God.
Sometimes when we are tensed, yes, Swami makes it easier.
Yes.
Sometimes when boys are tensed, they make Swami easier.
Reverse process.
That is much guts.
One funny thing happened, this thing. This is a personal thing.
Okay.
I used to drive, we used to have a car, no, Maruti van. So I used to drive. My wife also used to drive a car. And, you know, Swami doesn't like anybody seen on the road. That is from the beginning, even from my student time. You know, Swami hates any student or anybody seen on the road.
Right. You should be with the lines.
Either should be together, or you should be inside the mandir or inside your hostel. College. Nowhere on the road.
Yes.
Those days, we never had this siren.
Hmm.
When Swami car siren comes, that indication.
Yes. You know.
So we went there and suddenly only indication will be, you know, dar, this devotees will run.
Correct.
When you see some chaos running up, you know, yes, hither and thither, then you know that Swami is coming. That's the only indication for you. So I didn't know what to do, but we were in the car going to the Shandy. So I thought it'll be a trouble. So I just parked the car on one side. I told her, you stand separately and I will stand separately. So I ran and stood in front of school gate. So that I'm near the campus. You understand? And she can stand wherever she wants.
Correct.
Because she is like devotee.
Yes.
So we are safe. That's my logic.
Correct.
So we parked the car one side. I rushed before Swami car came. I stood near the school gate. And she stood between the devotees.
So legitimately you can stand near the school.
Exactly.
Yeah, because that's my area. No?
Yes,
that's my area. So no problem. So Swami asked also, Swami will think that because I came papam, he came running to have my darshan.
Exactly.
So that's what I felt like.
Yeah.
Everything is over. Swami came, Swami went. So nothing. That evening I'm sitting, Swami is very busy, Swami called for interview, somebody, everything over. In spite of all that, you see how important it was, Swami came to me and looked at me, hey, who drives the car? Out of blue.
My God.
Just then Swami finished one interview and next batch is going inside. In that commercial gap. This is. So, like commercial advertisement, no, it just comes to me. Who drives the car? Then immediately it flashes. Oh ho. He's hinting what happened this morning. So I want to be truthful. I said, Swami, both of us drive car, Swami. Immediately, you know, Swami, both should not drive, man. One after the other. Both cannot drive car. Only one can drive car. And then Swami laughed and then went off. I said, oh my God. See how you want to see whether you will speak truth or not. And he wants you to know, damn it, I know everything, but still I behave as if I do not know anything. And at the tensed moment, when you accept your truth, he makes it light. No man, two you should not drive. Only one person at a time should drive.
Again, Ravi Kumar sir was telling me that there was one occasion in Vrindavan many years ago. Small boy, he had come to Bhagwan, and this boy had some unfortunate thing in his life. I think someone very close passed away, and Swami was showering a lot of love on this boy. And this boy, Swami wanted him to speak, but he was very hesitant. Somebody said, no, you speak. No, Swami, I cannot speak. No, you speak. Tell something. So he got up. And he started telling one story. He told there was one village. And in that village, there was one person who after some years went abroad. So when he returned, you know, in those days, someone going abroad is a huge thing.
Correct.
So when he returned, he was like hailed as a messiah. So he told, so you have come from far away country now. So you speak, you know, you tell all the village youth, you inspire the village youth, going to tell something. So he said, I don't know what to speak. He told, no problem, please, you have to speak. So he got up. And all the rural folk were gathered. So he said, all of you, do you know what I am going to speak? And the villagers said, no, you do not know. You do not know. I don't want to speak to ignorant people. And he sat down. I don't want to speak to people who are so ignorant. And he sat down. And then again they pleaded him, come on. I mean, it's the next day. Please, you have to speak. You have come from, with so much of experience from after so many years, you have to speak. So he got up. The next day, now villagers are very ready. They didn't want such a thing to happen. So again he asked, do you know what I am going to speak? Okay. Now the villagers said, yes. Okay, you know, if you know what I am going to speak, then what do you want me to speak? He said. Now the villagers didn't know what to do. The next day again, no, please, no, you have to speak. What is this? 2 days you didn't speak. Today you have to. So again he got up. Now the villagers are ready. Okay, so what they did is, they made it 50-50. So when he asked, do you know what I'm going to speak? The 50 fellows told,
say yes.
You don't know.
Okay.
Another 50% told,
you know.
I know. Okay. Then he said, those of you who know what I'm going to speak, please tell those who do not know what I'm going to speak. And he sat down. It seems, this story this little boy narrated in front of Bhagwan, Swami was so happy with this. In the next few months, Swami went on narrating this story. Swami kept on repeating this story so many times. That boy was so happy.
Okay.
Now, that boy had something in his family which is unfortunate. And Swami just took this story and Swami kept on narrating it again and again. And the boy was there. If you look at it, there are so many dimensions to it.
Exactly.
So many dimensions to it. I mean, how, you know, different ways he will add that color to our lives. He will make our lives lighter. And if you see, on one hand, Bhagwan always was to make our lives lighter. But at the same time, it was always because he was teaching us a tough lesson. I mean, there are certain lessons of our life which are difficult. I mean, if you want to give it in a plain manner, then perhaps it is difficult for us to digest, difficult for us to assimilate. So he wants to sort of coat it with humor. He wants to lace it with humor so that, you know, you get the message. At the same time, it is not so harsh for you. No, it's not so harsh for you.
Sugar-coated pill.
Sugar-coated pill. In fact, there's one very, very beautiful anecdote that Swami once narrated about a grandfather and a grandchild. If you permit, shall we listen to that clip of Bhagwan?
Sure.
శ్లోకానికి సమయ లోపల ప్రాచీన పద్ధతులను అనుసరించినటువంటి ఒక పండితుడు ఉండేటువంటి వాడు
స్కాలర్ ఆర్థోడాక్స్ ప్రాక్టీసింగ్ ఎన్షియంట్
అతనికి వయసు అయిపోయింది
హి వాస్ ఏజ్డ్
ఒక ఈజీ చైర్ లో కూర్చొని వెరండాలో ఉంటున్నాడు అతని మనుమడు ఈనాటి ఆధునిక చదువులు చదువుతూ ఉన్నాడు
గ్రాండ్ సన్ ఇస్ స్టడీయింగ్ మోడర్న్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్
ఆధునిక చదువులు చదువుతూ ఉంటుంటే సాయంకాలం అయిపోయింది
వన్ ఈవినింగ్
ఆ మనుమడు హోంవర్క్ చేస్తున్నాడు
గ్రాండ్సన్ ఇస్ డూయింగ్ హోంవర్క్
ఏం చేస్తున్నాడు
వాట్ ఈస్ డూయింగ్
ఒక ఇంక్ బాటిల్ పెట్టుకున్నాడు ఒక ఇంక్ పనితో దాన్ని అద్దేది రాసేది ఈ విధంగా చేస్తున్నాడు
పెన్ అండ్ యూ విల్ ఇన్ దెన్ రైట్ కీప్ ఆన్ డూయింగ్ ఇట్
సరే వాడు హోంవర్క్ వాడు చేసుకుంటున్నాడని ఈ తాతగారు దిగారు ఒక ఈక్ టంబ్లర్ తీసుకున్నాడు సంధ్య వార్చుకుంటున్నాడు
గ్రాండ్ ఫాదర్ సా దిస్ బాయ్ డూయింగ్ హోంవర్క్
అపాయన యవనాయన మహా ఉదానాయన మహా సమానాయన మహా అని ఒక్కొక్కరు ఒక స్పూన్ వేసుకుని తాగుతున్నాడు
విత్ వన్ స్పూన్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ వాటర్ ఎవ్రీ టైమ్ యూఆర్ టేకింగ్ అండ్ డూయింగ్ సంధ్యావందన ఇన్ ది ఈవినింగ్
ఈ పిల్లవాడు ఆధునిక వాడు ఈ ప్రాచీన దీన్నంతా కూడా విశ్వసించడు
మోడర్న్ బాయ్ డస్ నాట్ బిలీవ్ ఆల్ దిస్
చూచాడు హోంవర్క్ మానేసి
He gave up homework, started looking at his grandfather.
Tatagaru?
Grandfather? If you are so thirsty, you can drink whole tumbler of water. Why do you take one spoon at a time?
అప్పుడు తాతగారు నవ్వి తగినటువంటి బుద్ధి చెప్పాలని హోంవర్క్ చేస్తున్నావు ఒక్కొక్క తూరి ఆ పెన్ నద్ది ఎందుకు రాయాలి ఆ ఇంక్ బాటిల్ ఇంటర్ పోస్తే
ఎవరి టైమ్ యూ డిప్ ది పెన్ ఇన్ ద ఇంక్ బాటిల్ అండ్ రైట్ వై నాట్ యూ పుట్ ఆల్ ది ఇంక్ వన్స్ ఆన్ పేపర్
ఈ ఇంక్ బాటిల్ దానిపైన ఒక తూరి పోస్తే చాలదా
If you put all the ink on paper, it's all right, sir.
Suppose Akshal Ravanan, Tatagaru annaru.
The grandson said, if you put like that, you don't get
letters. Nenu kuda okoka bhagavantun peru cheppakunda teesukunte aa bhagavantun chellavu nayana.
And if I don't take one spoon at a time, it won't be able to go. Then this grandson understood.
Indukati, evarevari address, ekkadikku dani tagunnattu cheyali.
And wherever the address of person is, we have to write it properly.
I mean, that was one very beautiful incident with Bhagwan. So interestingly, I was narrating, I think it belongs to the days where you didn't have these ball pens and all that.
Correct.
So where you had to dip and write. To me, it seems like one of those instances where, you know, at many times, many of our practices in our culture, we don't understand.
Correct.
And, you know, we laugh at it, we make a mockery of it, thinking, you know, why we have to do this, why we have to follow this tradition. Through this incident, Swami is in a humanist manner telling us that everything has its own significance and there is a procedure for doing it and there is a reason why it has to be done. And I again remember Professor Kasturi, because, you know, when we are talking about this tough lessons which Bhagwan gave through humor, there was this incident where one day Swami tells Professor Kasturi, Swami says, Kasturi, Chudu, there is this newspaper from Hyderabad. They want to feature you because you are the editor of Sanatan Sarthi, which is such a prestigious journal, and you know, so they want to feature you. So they want a picture of you in their paper, and on the picture it will be written, editor Sanatan Sarthi and Kasturi. So Swami said, see, I want to take that picture. It has to be very nice. So, why don't you just go and, you know, you get ready and come. So, Kasturi sir is fully excited. So, he goes home and, you know, he changes his clothes, he's shaved and starched, and he comes back flashing his most beautiful full tooth smile, and he stands in front of Bhagwan and Swami says, ready? And yes, Swami, and you know, he's just imagining his photo people, 30,000 readers of that Andhra newspaper will know. Finally, who is the editor of Sanatan Sarthi? You know, they'll see a picture. And who is doing it? Bhagwan himself is doing it for him. Okay, so the Swami says, ready, click, get, set. Swami click, and Kasturi sir jumps because when Bhagwan clicks, something emerges from Bhagwan's camera and lands on him. It was, he didn't know what it was. It was a blotch. It was some dead cat. It was what it was. He didn't know. The whole thing is possible. And he's like horrified. and to save himself, he runs. And then he realized that there was actually a cotton mouse, which is a prank that Bhagwan has played, playing on him. And then Bhagwan says, Kasturi, you being editor of Sanatan Sarthi, is that some news? Is that the news that the world wants to know? And what is this newspaper? You are so much enamored about a newspaper carrying a photograph. Today's newspaper is tomorrow's waste paper. What has happened to you? Then Swami says, what higher honor that you want? You are the medium through which so many people are knowing about my message. You are packaging my message every month and sending it to so many thousands of people. Do you need a bigger honor?
It's the greatest reward you can
have. The greatest reward. I mean, just like Professor Kasturi would have never forgotten that when it comes to pruning our ego when we are trying to do Bhagwan's work. So, I mean, need not have used such a prank method to convey that lesson, but he did that.
Same way, whenever we go to Kodaikanal, Ooty, when Swami, there is a photograph session will be there.
Yes, correct.
And Swami used to take a beautiful spot.
Correct.
He takes time to hunt for the spot, or he will tell somebody, just plan out the location.
Yes.
And then he takes all the trouble, he climbs down the hill sometimes and then sees and tells he, this view is good, that view is good and all that.
Yeah.
And we all used to go there, so much of, you know, trouble some may take just to give us happiness.
Yes.
And we all used to take photograph. See, it's a simple act, but you see what Swami one day, next boy, it goes on like that.
Yes.
And then Swami said, I am permanent.
Yes.
You are temporary.
Yes.
You come and go, but I'm always there.
Wow.
When you said the photograph, I just remember that.
Yes.
So how Swami, just as a joke,
yes,
but he gives the, you know, basis of entire creation. See, I am permanent. I am always there.
Yes.
Meeru ochi ochi potu untara. Nene podu untanu.
Beautiful message.
Nene adharam, meer adheyam.
Wow.
I am permanent.
Basis.
You are temporary. And why you are taking photograph with me? It is not to see you in the photograph, but you are want to see me with you in the photograph.
Yes.
Correct, no? Correct.
Amazing.
That's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Incident, sir.
Yes. In fact, Kodaikanal reminds me of that instance of company where Bhagwan would sometimes stop his car and come into the bus.
Mm.
And the devotees would still salute the
car.
The car.
It happened in 1992. Oh,
almost every batch it doesn't happen.
Oh, I see, okay.
Because Swami wants to spend time with the boys.
Yes.
Off the way he will just stop the car and get down and get into the bus.
Correct.
And usually he'll sit in the front row.
That's true.
And then car will go, all the devotees, know, they used to, you know, bend down and see Swami's car.
And it was such a nice incident. Swami said, ayyoh, na namaskaralanni potunnayi. All my namaskars are going. And we are all laughing.
And Swami says, because of my association with the car, car got all the respects.
Exactly.
I'm getting the respect.
Exactly.
Getting the pranams.
But I am associating with you.
Yes.
Nothing is happening.
See, this is the difference between good company and bad company. That's what Swami said. Because I am associated with you, I am not getting namaskar. Car is associated with me. It is getting
even the people cannot see Swami. They are imagining Swami and
Swami. See the message. I mean, what a fantastic message. And how, you know?
Humorously,
Swami.
If you see, everything has such profound...
Correct.
Lesson and all these things that Swami always wants us to overcome, you know, yes. Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha. Mm-hmm. If you see everything Swami had a humorous way of telling us how to get over all these things. In fact, I was again reminded of another nice instance which Swami narrates concerning the affection that is there between a newly wed husband and wife. Where Swami says, you know, they're walking in a park and there's a thorn. Shall we listen to Bhagwan himself?
Yeah. I think Bhagwan is the best way to explain that.
Okay, yeah, let's do that.
Bhagat Premani Swatanto Chenna Kentari. The love of God is selfless. A small example. Inati Yukulu, Vada Premanu, Tata Ramalopra, Gopalga Bhavinchi, Vishalanga Kunu, Murupistutaru. In the modern age, youngsters consider their little love very big. విద్యను పూర్తి గడిపిన తర్వాత ద మూమెంట్ కంప్లీట్ దర్ స్టడీస్ గురుకులంలో వదిలిన తర్వాత యాజ్ దే లీవ్ దర్ స్కూల్ గృహస్థాశ్రమంలో ప్రవేశిస్తారు దే స్టెప్ ఇన్ టు ది స్టేజ్ ఆఫ్ హౌస్ హోల్డర్ ఈ గృహస్థాశ్రమంలో ప్రవేశించినప్పుడు యాజ్ ఎ హౌస్ హోల్డర్ వీళ్ళకి వివాహం జరుగుతుంది ఈ వివాహం జరిగిన తక్షణమే ది మూమెంట్ హీస్ మ్యారీడ్ కొన్ని దినములు ఇతని యొక్క ప్రేమ ఇంకా మితిమీరిన ప్రేమగా కనిపిస్తుంది ఇన్ ద బిగినింగ్ ది లవ్ సీమ్స్ టు బి టూ మచ్ ఎక్సెస్ అప్పుడు వైఫ్ ఏ లైఫ్ గా భావిస్తాడు అట్ ద టైమ్ హీ కన్సిడర్స్ వైఫ్ ఎస్ ద లైఫ్ ఇరువురు చేరి ఏదో సాయంకాలం ఒక బీచ్ లో వాక్ కని వెళతారు బోత్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ గో ఫర్ ఎ వాక్ అలాంగ్ ద బీచ్ కానీ భార్య పైనటువంటి యొక్క ఈ లౌకికమైన భౌతికమైనటువంటి యొక్క అస్థిరమైనటువంటి ప్రేమ ద్వారా తన కంటికి ఒక ముళ్ళు కనిపిస్తుంది బికాస్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ ఇంటెన్స్ వరల్డ్లీ ఫిజికల్ లవ్ టువర్డ్స్ హిస్ వైఫ్ The husband finds a thorn. The husband will immediately hold the hand of his wife and will say, The love of the husband for the wife will make him to prevent her against stepping on the thorn. After 3 months, తిరిగి మరొక మార్గంలో ప్రవేశించి వాకింగ్ జరుగుతున్నప్పుడు as they pass by along another way, భర్త ఇంకొక పూలు చూస్తాడు. హస్బెండ్ నోటీసెస్ అనదర్ థార్న్. అప్పుడు భర్త చెప్తాడు భార్యకు, హస్బెండ్ టెల్స్ హిస్ వైఫ్, థార్న్ ఇస్ దేర్ బీ కేర్ఫుల్ అంటాడు. థార్న్ ఇస్ దేర్ బీ కేర్ఫుల్ హి విల్ సే దట్. మొదటి మూడు నెలలకు ముందున్నటువంటి ప్రేమ తగ్గిపోయింది. ద లవ్ 3 months earlier has diminished now. ఇంకా ఆరు నెలలైన తర్వాత after 6 months ఏదో ఒక తోటలో ప్రవేశిస్తారు. Pass by a garden. అక్కడ ఈ హస్బెండ్ తిరిగి ఒక ముందు చూస్తాడు. The husband notices thorn again. కళ్ళు కనిపించలే, ముళ్ళ కనుక్కున్నా ఎలుకరా అంటాడు. Don't you find the thorn there? Get back. చూచారా, మూడు నెలలకు ఆరు నెలలకు ఈ ప్రాప్తమైన ప్రేమ సన్నగిలుతూ వచ్చేసింది. The physical love. దీనిని ప్రేమ అని చెప్పలేదు. డిక్రీజెస్ మంత్ ప్రేమ అని పేరు పెట్టారే కానీ ఇది ప్రేమ కాదు. ఇట్ ఇస్ లవ్ ఫర్ నేమ్ సేక్ బట్ ఇట్స్ నాట్ ట్రూ. కేవలం అటాచ్మెంట్ యొక్క రియాక్షన్. దిస్ లవ్ ఇస్ ఎ రియాక్షన్ ఆఫ్ అటాచ్మెంట్.
So it's like 1 year guarantee. Like product Swami says. 1 year guarantee.
No, when Swami is saying it is the reaction of the attachment, attachment that you have. And that attachment is also there only as long as life is there in the person.
Yes. Yes.
Swami himself narrated one story to us in Vrindavan. That in the night, late night, the husband in the house dies, getting fits.
Yes.
As a result, when the life left him, he was in some odd posture.
Uh-huh.
And this lady alone at home couldn't get anybody's help. So he remained like that till the morning and the whole body froze in that position.
Mm-hmm.
And next morning the neighbors came around and then finally they wanted to take the body out for cremation. They found the door is so small, the entrance. So they were not able to take the body out in any way.
Because the hand is in open.
Hand is open, legs are spread out and they are not able to take it out. So they told the lady, see, to take him out, we'll have to break this door. And then the wife seemed to reply, don't break the door. If you want, break the hands and legs and then you take him out. Later on, I cannot repair the door later. So the attachment is only when...
So long. As there is
life is there. That's the thing. So Swami is telling this incident.
In fact, I'm also reminded of how Bhagwan used to play with the word wife, isn't it? W-I-F-E. Yeah,
yeah. Swami always used to say, worries invited forever. But, you know, Swami is same like Lord Krishna. He will, both sides he will, you know, he will justify. So, just to make a husband happy in front of everybody, he will put them down and say, you know, what is wife? Wife is knife. Wife is knife, he will say. And then wife, worries invited forever. And then look at that side, then all the ladies will be looking seriously at Swami. What Swami you are pulling down? And then Swami immediately change. Wisdom invited forever. Then all ladies will laugh.
Be happy.
Then our man with full his wisdom will come down. So this is how Swami always, you know, he will. At the same time, Swami will go to lady's side and say, how is your husband? He'll say. Yeah. Band. So this is how, to make things lighter, and, you know, give that joy, at the same time, you know.
Convey those lessons.
Convey the lesson.
Padma Kastagir. Our
yes.
Padma Kastagir.
Respected. Judge.
Calcutta judge.
Yes. She Calcutta used to come very often. Okay. And she used to speak in the presence of Swami and Trayi Vrindavan and all that. She narrated a very beautiful incident when I was a student at the time. She said Swami would come to her in the initial days when she was just started coming to Swami. And he will say, husband. Husband.
Husband. Yeah.
She used to wonder what it is.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Later, she found out, actually, her husband was, I mean, they were old by then, little old, and he was not able to tie his shoelace.
Uh-huh.
He was finding it difficult to bend and then tie, but he used to struggle like that. And she just felt that because now she is the like judge and she is in high status in the society, and she never gave much thought in this direction. After Swami spoke to her those words, she went and tied the lace first time. And she said, then I felt that joy in my heart. And I felt probably Swami was telling me that.
Hmm.
I mean, you may reach whatever state, yes, in the, you know, status in the society,
yes,
but finally that humility,
yes,
that love. You know, see how Swami brought in that, love and, yes, harmony in the family. I mean,
yes, amazing.
Without even, you know, how nicely Swami, I
mean, without hurting,
in such a,
yeah, amazing, it
amazing manner how he can do it. Just playing with, and no one will know.
Exactly.
It's totally
really, and it will look like a fun and all that, but
transparent to anyone.
The actual message is so magnificent. See, we used to sit in the bhajan hall and wait for Swami to come inside bhajan hall after the interview is over. Swami would finish interview and then he'll come into the bhajan hall and then allow devotees to depart. Right? They will go away after. And that is the time we get to, you know, spend close moments with Swami. Swami will stand in front of us and then start describing about what happened in the interview, all that he'll start telling. Right? During that time, our pujari Padmanabha Shastri also will be performing the puja.
Yes.
And invariably that will be the time when he will take harati for his puja.
Mm-hmm.
And he will put that karpur and then he will light it and then start giving harati. And Swami every day he will say, Padmanabha Shastri, keep little karpuram, otherwise
little camphor.
Little camphor. Camphor, you know, it lot of smoke will come, all that. You don't do so much. But, you know,
out of habit.
Habit he used to. Then one day Swami very lovingly and jokingly said, Padmanabha Shastri, it is very easy for you to give aarti putting so much camphor. But because of the soot that comes, top it is getting black and I have to spend on the paint. To repaint it. Every 3 months I can do this. And all of us started laughing.
Oh my God.
And you know what?
Practical.
No. Swami went close to him and took the harati plate from him. And see how lovingly. Swami took the camphor, broke it and showed. See, this much you put.
Clear.
I mean, you will see that love and see how Swami is trying to teach. Such a,
when he is able to tell and when you don't appreciate and understand and don't reciprocate, he has to take some excuse. It is not that painting is not a big issue for him. But unless you come from that angle, then only the bulb will work in our head. That is the thing. So Swami has to come down to our level to make you understand. Because we are not going to Swami's level and understanding what exactly he means it.
Correct. Yes. It's so true. I mean, not that he cannot paint.
That is Swami's presence of mind is amazing. In Vrindavan, whenever we are sitting, no, always Swami Kalaha Priya.
Correct.
He always wants somebody to fight among themselves. Yeah. So he'll put some stone and see the ripples and how fast it goes. And then finally he'll say Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. You know, that is his joke. So before coming only in Tri Vrindavan, he has to cross ladies and come. So all the boys are here and all the ladies are here. So he will catch Jayamma, somebody like that, and say, boys gurinchi gettiga cheppu.
Yes.
Tell about
scold. Them. Tell about boys. Tell boys are not good. Scold them like that. So, given the opportunity, that's all. It's a legal permission.
Correct.
No? Legal. Full swing they'll
license.
Go.
License.
License to kill. That's all. Immediately, they will go all out and they will put extra stuff, icing, cake, everything will go on.
Correct.
So, we won't know what to do at all. So, after all that is over, boys are not good, this is not good, boy, girls are full discipline, Swami. They have more devotion for Swami. They are more committed to Swami. Swami, you must come to Anantapur. You are all the time staying with the boy, but you never come to Anantapur and bless our campus and bless our children, Swami. We are all eagerly waiting, blah, 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 blah. Sandwiching that and this, sandwiching that. Here, which and there, you know, trying to manage. Then everything is there. Why is Rajamma here? No discipline. No, Swami, boys, no discipline. There, Swami, we are very disciplined, Swami. Every child is very disciplined, Swami. Even one male mosquito also won't come, Swami, in our campus. Oh, Jayamma, that is why I am also not coming, Swami. When you are not permitting even a male mosquito, how can I come? So that is why I am also not coming to Anantapur. One side is Swami, lights fire,
exactly.
And then he'll pour water.
When we get to the extreme.
Finally, everybody will get their lessons.
Exactly. That's the most important.
And at the end of the day, everybody got their lessons.
Lessons.
Their share.
And I remember how we used to tell Bhagwan, please Swami, you know, please come to the hostel or please come here, please come, you know, please give us a chance, please give us an interview, all that. Please Swami, please Swami, please Swami. So dear listeners, that was the second part of this discussion on Sai humor. And yes, we are still not done. There's another 20 minutes of the Sai humor, which we'll probably have it on some other Thursday to lighten up another episode of Outside Inside, Deep Inside. The time is running out now. It's 9:47. At 9:50, there's a program, drama by the 12th class students of Prashant Nilayam, called Sai Sandesh, which they staged in front of Bhagwan on August 2005. So that's coming up few minutes from now. Thank you so much for being with us all through the day, and I hope you enjoyed all the offerings on this beautiful Thursday. As always, do write to us, listener@radiosai.org. That's our email ID for your feedback. Every time you send us an email, it is always something which inspires us, something which tells us what we should do and what we should not do. And whenever there is a pat on the back of any of our team members, it is always a pat from Bhagwan himself. So thank you so much for being with us all through the day and all through this beautiful journey with Swami. I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu, and before I conclude, a sweet goodbye and loving sidearm from Prashant Nilayam.